Hello and welcome back to Worthy, Worth It, and Priceless. So today I wanted to talk to you guys about the voices that you listen to. For all of you guys who may or may not know, I have recently started therapy. And the reasoning for me starting therapy is because it was a lot of things going on in my life that I was trying to handle everything for. I am very self-aware, and so a lot of times, like, I can answer my own questions and try to figure out certain things, but in life, it just became too much. And I was like, okay, let me try to seek out help, because if I'm being totally honest, like I stated before, I was in a relationship, we broke up, whatever, and then now I'm a single mother. And then my daughter was diagnosed with autism, and then I'm trying to navigate life, the healing process, as well as being a single mother, and then as well as, you know, her condition and all these things, and it was just too much. And for the most part, I was handling it as much as I could. Until, like, recently, I was like last year, I was like, you know what? No, I can't do this by myself. I need to actually speak to someone, talk to someone to try to figure out this or navigate this whole situation. And that's what I did. I went to therapy, and it was really a godsend. God blessed me so much with my therapist. To really have someone to actually talk to, and not only just talk to, by talking to her, I'm able to go over things that I probably wouldn't be able to talk to anyone else about. And it's so funny with her, because like I can say something and she automatically recognizes it as what it is. Like, she puts a name on it. And so the names that she has put on it, so you actually know, and, you know, transparency. Throughout my childhood and adult years, I have went through verbal, emotional, mental abuse, as well as manipulation and gaslighting. And it has hindered me from being able to sometimes answer questions. I know it's like, it may be weird, but it's like, I haven't always been sure of myself. That's where the self-esteem, like my self-esteem and self-worth, never had a chance to grow because of the things that I've been through. And so I've even had problems with somewhat making decisions. Like, I'm like, I couldn't make a decision, or it took me so long, and then I was always thinking of what other people would say. So let's go through this, dive in a little deeper. Recently, before I actually braided my hair in these, this was an actual process, and I will go through that process with you so you guys understand a little bit more. So I decided I wanted to braid my hair, no big deal, right? And so I was like, I'm going to do curly hair. And now if you see a few videos back other than the ones that I just did that was from previous years, I think I had like a red scarf on, and I had curly hair. That is what I'm talking about. I braided my hair in that, and I was like, yeah, this is going to work out, like, because I wanted to do something quick so I can, you know, continue on doing videos. But as I was curling or doing those braids, it didn't work out right. Something was wrong with it. Like, it just got knotted up. It wasn't right. So I was like, all right, well, I went to the hair store, and I'm like, I'm going to get this other type of hair. Now, it's not like the brand I usually use, but either way, I was like, I want to get something quick. Let me start with doing straight braids. Cool. That hair got so tangled. It was a total mess. So I was like, all right, well, let me try this other brand that, you know, I know or whatever. I'm going to try this. And I'm trying this hair, and it wasn't the brand I usually use. I usually use a Queen Bee. It works perfectly for me. It may not be for everybody else, but it works perfectly for me. But the brand that I was using, the ends were thin, like the color was off. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, is this, you know, and I'm trying my hardest to make this braid work. I'm like, but it's not working for me. And in my mind, I'm sitting up there thinking like, well, I have to make this work because I want to hurry up and get these, you know, want to get this done, this, that, and the third. I ended up stressing myself out. I know it's hair, whatever. It's not for everybody, but for me, it stressed me out like so much. So I'm like, okay, let me just go to sleep. Like, you know what I mean? Because this is just too much and I'm stressing myself out. And so with that being said, I stressed myself out, and about 4 o'clock in the morning, I took the braids out. From me taking those braids out, I felt liberated because what I was trying to do was force myself to do something I did not want to do anymore. And the braids wasn't working for me or whatever, but eventually I got the braids and everything that I wanted. And so what ended up happening in that process was I was taking on the voices of others from my past. Somehow I was blaming myself. I was saying, what is taking me so long to do this? Why can't I make a decision? I became the voices of the people from my past. And so that is the encouragement that I want to give to you. While you're on that healing process, make sure that you are not beating yourself up or giving light to the voices from your past. You are not your past. You do not have to, you have the right to change your decision on anything that you want. For me in my past, if I made a decision that or changed my mind, people would be all in an uproar if I changed my mind. But I had to realize with the knowledge that I had, because each step there was a thing, I gained clarity. The curly didn't work. That other brand didn't work. It was no reason for me to keep something in my hair that actually didn't make me happy. And so that's the same thing I want to give to you guys. That's the encouragement. Don't let other people's voices or those voices of your past haunt you. You realize that you are a different person now. You have the right to change your mind. And if you do change your mind, it's totally fine. Do not allow your past to take over your life.